그 나무가 넘어온 소리였니. 소야와 기들이 눈물이 샤고 가슴인데 헐러리 모자 이들 모자 여기저기 불러 어디로 흔들리 넘어온 호흔디
여사동도
That's Hangai, and that was a song called Four Seasons, a traditional Mongolian song. Hangai play a blend of Chinese punk and folk traditions from the Mongolian grasslands, and we will hear more of them very shortly. Hello, I'm Andrew Ford. Welcome to the music show. We're in Botanic Park, Adelaide. This is the WOM Adelaide 2011. And on today's show, apart from Hangai, I'll be meeting and you will be hearing the Swedish duo Wild Birds and Peace Drums, voice and percussion. They did a show last night, pretty much to open this festival. That's this hour. In the second hour of the show, we'll meet Usher. From Nigeria and her band. They're going to perform a couple of songs. And also Don Letts, filmmaker, author, activist, DJ and presenter of Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six. He will be pretty much finishing this festival on Monday evening. But let's have some more music straight away. This is more from Hangai. This is a song called Jiga Jiga. Thank you.
지키겠네고 속상하게 리는 아로하 동으로 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 빛내고 돌아간 흔히 해식시래 지그네 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 빛내고 사랑하게
Go, irmão!
That's Hangai, and they're one of the headlining acts at this year's WOM Adelaide from Mongolia via Beijing. I'm delighted to say sitting next to me on the stage is Yang Ran, who is married to Ilchi, who's the leader of Hangai. Welcome. Thank you very much. Perhaps you could tell us about the song we just heard.
And we're honored to be here and introduce the band to you. And five members of the band were from Inner Mongolia, the North Autonomous Region of China, and the percussionist Li Zhan is from the far northwest province of China, which is Xinjiang, and our guitarist and the sanxian player Xu Jingchen was born in Beijing, the Chinese capital. And they gathered together. Ilichi started this band in 2004, and the members changed for a while, you know, until the 2008. They formed the seven member group.
Ilichi had a punk band called T9.
Yes.
Is there a connection between that and Hangai?
At first, when Ilichi was 19, that was 1998 or 1999, he started his first band with Xu Jingchen, and which is called Skinhead. That was rather than, you know, like a punk band. And then they moved to T9. I would call it a rap metal band, like a Rage Against Machine, you know, a lot of fury. And in around 2002, he started to find it's time to get regain the root, what was in his blood, in his mind. And so he went to the grassland and started throat singing. That's how.
We can hear the throat singing, and we're familiar with bands like Hunho 2, for instance, who've been on this program many years ago. But tell us perhaps about the not just the revival of the tunes and the dialects from Inner Mongolia. Why was this necessary? I mean, I gather that only about 20% of people in Inner Mongolia speak Mongolian.
Exactly. Most of them, they speak Mandarin. But it's why they're here. It's why they exist. As Ichi, the founder of the band, he thinks it's our responsibility to revive the ancient culture, the Mongolian traditions, and to pass it on to the next generations. So that's why.
So they're trying to capture a way of life and a form of music that they never actually knew.
Yeah, it's rather ancient, you know. Yeah.
This style. Let's talk about the throat singing. Humay, is that how it's pronounced? How is it done? I would love to be able to do it.
it's hard to learn, because a lot of people they study it, but it got nothing. It's something from it's got like a gift, but it takes a lot of time to practice, and it's very skillful, intricate.
Mm. A lot of cigarettes?
Maybe, I'm not sure.
I don't know how you get your voice to go that low, but it sounds so real and incredibly sort of old, that style of singing.
Yeah, it's rather like it's like a renaissance to the nature, to the animals singing, the birds singing, to the bees roaring, right?
Yes, yes. It's not just the throat singing, of course. You mentioned before that the instruments that are here. Maybe we could talk about a couple of them. The horsehair fiddle, for instance, which is here. Is this like a symbol of the grasslands in a way?
Yeah, it's there's a very beautiful but sad story about the origin of this instrument. In ancient time, there was a herdsman who has a very beautiful white horse, but a rich guy, the lord of that area, he won that horse. So he just, you know, grab it, just get it. And the young guy, he lost the white horse, and the horse finally got killed. So he cried and cried and made an instrument with his hair, with the horse hair. And the sound was moody and sentimental. That's why it's so close to the nature, the sentiment of Mongolian people.
Can we hear the fiddle on its own? Can you demonstrate? Can we have a little demonstration? It sounds like a cello.
Yeah, it's rather than cello.
Amazing. And the other instrument is the Mongolian two-string lute, the tobshor.
Tobshor.
Tell us a little bit about that, could you?
That is also a very traditional instrument of Mongolian people. And when they sing, gather together, have a family reunion or a wedding, they play it and, you know, sing.
Is it
cheerful?
Can we hear that on its own as well before we put it all back together again? Mm-hmm. And I wonder whether it's possible to hear the throat singing now with the one or both of those instruments.
There are a couple of kinds, so you're going to demonstrate a couple of kinds. Okay.
Wonderful. I want lessons. It's a fantastic sound. You're going to do another song for us, a drinking song, which is on the new Hangar album, He Who Travels Far. This is called Ayahindu.
Ayahindu.
And apart from being a drinking song, is there anything else we need to know about it?
The song tells a funny story that if it takes... Everybody knows Mongolian people, they're famous for riding horse as well as drinking. But what the band gonna tell us is when the wine is in the bottle, it's safe and sound and everybody's happy. But if it takes too much, it's gonna be, you know, violence or something. So just enjoy the happy drinking and enjoy a happy reunion and happy life.
Okay, that sounds like incredibly good advice. Young Run, thank you very much indeed for talking to me. And here with their drinking song is Hang Dai.
Thank you. Hey, 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 hey